You're awake. No, she's not here at the moment. She's gone for the night, but she'll be back in the morning. I'm sure she'll help tend to you. As will the rest of our staff. You can call on any of us as you need. How are you feeling? That's great. And speaking of hungry, I have news to you regarding your tests. Let me get the doctor to come in and talk to you. He's the resident researcher of, shall we say, unorthodox biological phenomena here. Hopefully he can explain things a little bit.
So, you're the special case I've been hearing about. Hello there, I'm Dr. Olin, but feel free to call me Jamie. I don't think we need to stand on ceremony given these rather extraordinary circumstances. And extraordinary they are indeed. I hope you'll forgive me, but I took the liberty of gathering some blood and tissue samples while you were unconscious and began running a battery of tests. Your cellular biology and blood chemistry are remarkable, to say the least. Remarkable in that they're perfectly normal, actually. The fact that you're alive in that state is nothing short of a miracle, to be frank. We were concerned, even with you being alive, if you could continue to be sustained with your reduced physiology. Outstandingly, though, your blood oxygen saturation levels are well within normal limits. There doesn't seem to be a problem with gas diffusion, carbon dioxide across mucosa barriers, and your lungs' alveoli. That would certainly be the most immediate concern if it was. As for your other tests, seems your body is functioning relatively normally despite its size. An IV drip was out of the question given the complication of your size, so I did have the nurse feed you and give you some liquids while you were out. Looks like your digestive processes seem to be fine as well, still absorbing and passing water and nutrients normally, albeit in much smaller volumes. but I suppose that's normal. If we can call anything here normal, that is. Nothing obviously unusual in your blood or stool that might explain your state, I'm afraid. No drugs or strange compounds. But frankly, I'm really not even sure what we'd be looking for yet, so it might take some time. Look, I know you're anxious, but I still have a lot of tests to run, and hopefully it'll help us further understand what we can do to help you, and hopefully what we can do to reverse this condition. It may be silly to say, but try to relax and remain calm. You're still in somewhat of a delicate state. It seems safer to eat and drink, so we'll just send something more substantial up for you soon. Just don't overdo it. We are here to help. And the nurse here, well, let's just say you're in good hands. Sorry, I've got further work to do, so I'll leave you too. But when I have any results, you will be the first to know. Ta-ta.
Since you can eat again, I figured we'd start out with something lighter. Say, chicken broth? I wasn't sure how you would like to take it. I was thinking maybe a bottle cap. I know it's still kind of big for you, but at the moment, it was all we could think of. We're all open to ideas and suggestions to make your time here easier. Oh. Well, Bathroom. That's another one we kind of wanted to ask you about on how you feel. Do you want something you-sized, or do you feel okay doing it publicly? Or do you want the privacy of the bathroom? How much do you think you'll need help so I can best assist you? Well, I can understand doing what you most comfortably know and want your privacy. Maybe I can just help you get up onto the toilet and go from there? There really isn't a for sure way to do this, but I do want to make you as comfortable as possible, given the situation. All right, then. How would you like to be carried? In my palm? I could hold you, or maybe my pocket? Then let's start with my palm. Just climb on board. How's this? Oh, warm, huh? You like that? Yes, thank you. I moisturize regularly due to all the hand sanitizer here. I prefer keeping my hands soft. I'm glad they're to your liking. Shall we? Oh, don't fall. Oh no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I just didn't want you to fall to the floor. I wouldn't crush you. I promise, I'm just trying to be gentle. I'm sorry. Maybe my pocket would be better than my hand. Even with as much as you like them. Comfy? Ugh, a bit tight, I'm sorry. My bust is on the large size. I'm sure you don't mind. Hold tight. Okay, here we are now. Can I pick you up? Here, I'll place you down on the toilet seat and I'll just turn around to give you your... Too high? Are you scared of heights? But you were way higher just a second ago. Well, yes, you were more secure. Would you like to try the sink edge then? I still have a bottle cap. It's nothing to be ashamed of. This is new. We'll figure it out, okay? So sink edge for now. There you go. Turning around. Any luck? What's wrong this time? You can't say. Aw, do you have a shy bladder? I can leave. Well, then what is... An erection? From what, me? And you can't pee until it's gone, huh? No, I'm not offended. It's always flattering, I suppose. Sorry. I like that I turn people on. Especially when they are handsome, cute men like you. Did you enjoy being squeezed against my chest so much? Or is it something more? Does seeing me all big and powerful get you going? No. I think it's how small and helpless you are. Look. Your cock twitched at that. You're so hard. And my mouth is so close to your little body. You're so small, I could just eat you up. Well, look at that. Looks like your little issue has solved itself. Though I must say, for someone so small, that's a lot of cum. Do you want me to leave you alone to, clean yourself off? Or would you like some help with that, too? Well, then, let me just... You are tasty. Maybe I should sample you again later. For now, you think you can finish on your own? Okay then, I'll leave you to it real quick. All finished? Great. Shall we feed you now? Okay, up you go again, back into my pocket. You know, I think you're starting to enjoy this. No, no, it's okay.
I don't mind.
Here we go. Now to put you down. Let's try some of this cafeteria-made chicken broth. No, it's not that bad. The food they make is really good. We all swear by it. I'll pour a bit into this cap I mentioned. Now open wide. Yes, I'm going to feed you. You look like you could use all the help you can get, and I'm happy to provide it while I'm here. Hold still. I don't want to make a mess. It's too big for you. Good morning. Welcome back to the land of the living. You passed out after feeding. I told you it was good. Why are you crying? What? No, 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 no. I'm so sorry. It's okay. I know that this is hard. And you wanted it to be over. But keep looking at the bright side. You're still healthy. And being well taken care of, if I do say so myself. Come here. No, you don't need to feel alone. I'm here for you. We all are. You shouldn't worry with so many people willing to help you. Just be for a moment. Feel close to me. I have you. Nothing will hurt you. Shh. Just hush now. Relax. Feeling better? You are worthy, and you're really well liked. And you also have an admirer. You got a gift while you were sleeping. It's from your supervisor, the president and founder of your corporation. She dropped off this manufactured home. Just your size, with, as she said, all the furnishings. Ta-da! What do you think? Why is it impossible? Have you never seen a dollhouse before? Like your real house? That's... Wow. I guess they would have your address since you work for them. Why don't you try it out? The house fits easily on the bed with plenty of room to spare. It should be like having all the comforts of home, but... here in the hospital. Shit, I'm kind of envious now. What do you mean? Like, to a T? But how would they know what the inside of your house looks like? Are you close with this person? Yeah, me too. I've only ever seen her on TV when she made a public statement about your incident. Well, maybe she has connections. She's taking good care of you. Holding herself responsible for the incident, so maybe it's weird, maybe not, I don't know. But how's the home? That's a shame, then. Means no more bathroom trips with me. It's fine if you're interested. There are other ways we can play. I thought you might like that, but it will have to wait till later. Morning has come and my shift is ending. As much as I want you to get better, I hope you're still here tonight. You enjoy your new house, sweetie, and I'll see you later.